Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
1 minute before taking fire, settled in, aimed, fired once for a fatal blow, and then ran off at 175 yards. That is a difficult shot to make for several reasons. Not because it's so far, but because the pressure, when you know that you're going to pull the trigger and kill another human being, is monumental. And most people shake, most people miss, but not this person.
There was a vigil held for Kirk last night at the Kennedy Center in Washington. President Trump now planning to authorize the National Guard to Memphis, following a similar activity in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and Boston. The president heads to the U.K. this week, in part to put more pressure on European nations to act against Russian aggression. This is ABC News. Still up in the air, one day before a key meeting at the Federal Reserve, who will be there? President Trump's pick to fill an open seat on the Board of Governors. Up for a vote in the Senate today, and the legal wrangling continues over the president's move to fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook. The Trump administration is getting ready to roll the National Guard into Memphis to help fight crime, President Trump says. Here's ABC's Faith Abube.
The city of Memphis is led by a Democrat, and this was a question one of our colleagues, Selena Wang, pressed the president about several days ago, asking him why he's going after Democrat-led cities and Democrat-led states while there are higher crimes in some cases in cities in red states. Well, now you have the president saying that he's going to a red state, but again, the city he's going into is led by a Democrat. So a lot of questions still there about what the strategy is here now.
And the latest movie in the Demon Slayer series topping the box office, earning $70 million over the weekend. That's the best ever for an anime movie. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases and enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
An update on sports this morning is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto. Your tire and their certified Firestone on the Times Farm Tire Service. And also the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Well, first of all, it was a loss for the Brewers yesterday. They fell to the Cardinals 3-2. The victory kept the Cardinals from going winless during a six-game road trip. Caleb Durbin and Danny Jansen hit solo home runs for Milwaukee. In other action yesterday, the Cubs were winners against Tampa Bay 4-3 in interleague play. Detroit 2, Miami nothing. Kansas City 10, Philadelphia 3, Atlanta 8-3 over Houston. The Mets 5, Texas 2. Arizona 6-4 over Minnesota, and the Athletics beat Cincinnati 7-4. In the National League, Washington 4, Pittsburgh 3, San Diego 9, Colorado 6, and the Dodgers winners against San Francisco 10-2. In the American League, Toronto 11 and Baltimore 2, Cleveland 3-2 over the White Sox, Seattle 11, the Angels 2, Boston 6-4 over the Yankees. In football from yesterday, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley led the Eagles to a 20-17 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs in a Super Bowl rematch late yesterday afternoon. In other games, Atlanta beat the Vikings 22-6 last night, Indianapolis over Denver 29-28, Arizona 27, Carolina 22, Seattle 31, Pittsburgh 17, San Francisco 26-21 over New Orleans, New England 33, Miami 27. It was the Rams 33, Tennessee 19, Detroit beat the Bears 52-21. In overtime, Dallas 40, the Giants 37. Cincinnati 31-27 over Jacksonville, Buffalo 30, the Jets 10, Baltimore 41-17 over Cleveland as well in NFL action.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Every family is touched in some way by memory loss. September is World Alzheimer's Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinic's Geriatric Assessment Clinic would like to recognize the patients and families in our community who are on this challenging journey. You are not alone. Our clinic offers assessments that can identify the early signs of this disease and provides treatment options and other resources that can slow cognitive decline and support patients and families. Reach out to learn more.
A high of 84 degrees today with sunshine at times, southeast winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, a low of 60 with patchy fog developing overnight. Tuesday, partly cloudy, remaining unseasonably warm, and a high of 85. Wednesday, 84. It'll be very summer-like once again. Thursday, 84 with a mix of sun and clouds. And Friday, a slight chance of showers and a high of 76. Right now at WRCO, after an earlier reading this morning of 68, we're down from that to the current mark, the overnight low. It is 57 degrees. Good Monday morning. Today is the 15th of September already. How about that?
Waiting for you, keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. Must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. 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 Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Jordan Davis here on WRCO. We trust you had a good weekend. It was certainly a nice weekend for the outdoor activities that were planned. Just a couple of sprinkles here and there this weekend, but otherwise it was good. And trying to think what I got accomplished this weekend. Not much, but I did get some beneficial naps yesterday. I say that plurally, which doesn't always impress everybody at the house, that's for sure. But otherwise, it was a good relaxing day. And back to it today. What a beautiful day it is. Here's Chris Cagle.
grabbed a bite to eat and talked all afternoon. Caught a movie on day 14. And day 67, she said, I love you to me. Beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Day 116, I asked her what she was doing for the rest of my life. Day 189, oh, I almost lost that girl to my foolish pride. Sun on day 761. Oh, what a feeling! What a wonderful emotion! Yeah, what a life! Counting my blessings and knowing. Ooh, we had our ups and downs all along the way. She had a chance to. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Day one, I thank God I said hello on Fifth Avenue.
Just one look from you, my heart starts beating.
Holly Dunn, there goes my heart again on WRCO Radio. 57, that is so far our overnight lows. We begin another big week, getting ready for a huge weekend in southwest Wisconsin, especially in Viola.
The 94th annual Viola Horse and Colt Show is coming Friday and Saturday, September 19th and 20th. Parades, horse pulls, tractor pulls, a bustling midway, raffle prizes, and the Tim Daniels Band Saturday night. Proudly sponsored by BL Signs, Gander's Cleaning Service, and Hillsboro Equipment. Visit ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Help.com.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
20 minutes after 6 o'clock, a reminder, SPARK, Creative Engagement Programs for People with Memory Loss and their care partners will meet coming up Tuesday from 10 until 11:30. Registration is required by calling 563-873-3537. And the Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in Boscobel at Cronsage Park tomorrow from noon until 1 or until gone. A reminder from WRC Radio, American Red Cross Blood Drive will be at the Richland Center Community Center on Wednesday from 11:30 until 5:30, and also in Dodgeville at Dodgeville High School from 11 until 4. 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org for more information. WRCO Community Calendar, a public service. We're at 57 degrees, headed toward another warm one, folks, up toward 84 later.
For these times in which we live, where the worst of what we live is laid out for all the world on the front page. And the sound of someone's heartbreak is a soundbite at the newsbreak.
Tina McBride here on WRCL Country and Community. News, weather, and sports comes up at 6:30 today. Here is Chris Cagle.
Daddy's belt, Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey, y'all, watch this. My fate was a broken arm and my reward, one big kiss. When Daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told him, cause the chicks will dig it. Scars heal, glory fades. Thought I was Earnhardt, driving fast, but I didn't see the ditch. Took out a mailbox, then a fence, then a barn. The police came and called my father, but I met the farmer's daughter. And when the judge asked me why I did it, he threw the book at me. When I told him, cause the chicks dig it. Scars heal, glory fades.
Priorities. What's the most important there? The chicks dig it. Chris Cagle on WRCO Radio on a Monday, September 15th. This month is evaporating as well, isn't it? My goodness. We have, I guess calendar-wise, another week of summer. And a few more days, it'll feel very much like summer, including today.
At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we know home isn't built in a day, it's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small town trust meets big city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. By mail at For Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@forpetesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake Fall Funding Round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
Searching for affordable, reliable housing? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help you find a safe and stable place, whether you're renting, buying, or somewhere in between. They connect individuals and families with quality housing options that fit their budget and lifestyle. Because everyone deserves a place to feel at home. Call 608-647-4949 or visit us online to start your housing journey today.
Good morning, it is 6:30. The forecast for today includes a high of 84 degrees with sunshine, and for tonight, 60 with patchy fog. Again, warm temperatures mid-80s Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday before a cooling trend and maybe some rain coming up toward the weekend. WRCO News is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. And also sponsored by BL Signs.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
I'm Phil Nee with news. A recall election in a Dane County community. Voters in DeForest outside Madison decide tomorrow whether or not Trustee Andrew Langraff will remain in office or be replaced by Alicia Williams or Stacy Peterson on the 7-member village board. Trustees, including Langraff, voted 4-3 in February to stop adding fluoride to the village's drinking water. But organizers contend the recall isn't about that. They say Langraff has a pattern of waging personal attacks against residents who criticize him. Langraff says he's been targeted because of his blunt approach and is urging village voters to reject the recall. A central Wisconsin man accused of abducting his 6-year-old niece is in custody. An Amber Alert was issued for Ruby Lehman at mid-morning on Thursday after she went missing from her grandmother's house in the Portage County village of Almond. The Wisconsin Crime Alert Network canceled the alert for Ruby shortly before 6 o'clock Saturday night. She was found safe, and 34-year-old Jordan Coyle is in custody. Officers located Coyle's pickup truck Saturday afternoon before locating both him and the little girl in a wooded area shortly before 5 p.m. Charges are pending against Coyle, who is a registered sex offender. At the Capitol, Assembly Republicans plan to plan for the fall fest session, including several education-focused bills. Sturgeon Bay Representative Joel Kitchen says his would overhaul the state's math curriculum, similar to a recent bill that overhauled the state's reading curriculum. Full implementation of Act 20, which revamped the state's reading curriculum, was delayed when Governor Evers used his partial veto on a piece of the program. The state Supreme Court overturned that move this summer. Another bill from Greenville Representative Dave Murphy wants to make it easier for high school students to earn dual credit that counts towards a college diploma. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for the Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grant program through today. The program aims to bolster the state's agricultural and food industries by helping local farms and businesses improve efficiency in processing, marketing, and distributing locally grown food products. According to a press release, the agency will distribute a total of up to $200,000 in grant funding this year.
A new Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant program is rewarding the work done by local organizations. Four organizations are each receiving one-time grants of $250,000 to provide services in their communities that prevent non-medical use of opioids. Substance abuse prevention organizations in Dunn and Pierce counties, Kenosha County, the Forest County Potawatomi community, and Milwaukee's Hispanic community are receiving the funding. The DHS grants are funded by Wisconsin's share of an opioid settlement. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss remains confident in security arrangements at the Capitol in Madison. The Republican leader commented during the session and following the assassination of activist Charlie Kirk and said he's very confident in the Capitol Police. Voss noted that Kirk was killed in a public place and Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. Voss said the reality is that most political violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. He did not mention the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Other than a brief period during the 9/11 attacks, the public has always had unrestricted access to the Wisconsin Capitol. For a second time this week, a student is accused of having a gun at a Wisconsin high school. A 17-year-old attends La Follette High School in Madison and was arrested after school staff received a report that he brought a gun last Tuesday before hiding the weapon and returning to school. That's according to a Madison Police Department incident report cited by WKOW. Police used surveillance to identify the student. Officers found an unloaded handgun in a yard, ammunition in the student's backpack, and a cell phone photo of the student holding the gun that was recovered and dressed in the same clothes he wore to school. He was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon, underage possession of a firearm, and firearm possession on school property. Also last week, a handgun and ammunition were found in a student's backpack at Green Bay Preble High School when police responded to some fighting there. A western Wisconsin county considering a hefty reduction in marijuana possession fines. La Crosse County supervisors could vote to lower the fine for possession from $100 plus fees to $1. Supervisor David Pierce says that's necessary because Wisconsin hasn't followed neighboring states in decriminalizing cannabis possession. Pierce says the county doesn't need to prosecute low-level marijuana cases when law enforcement has higher priorities to address. The ordinance passed the county board's judiciary and law committee by a 4-1 vote in La Crosse County. WRCO News continues with a look at weather for this week right after this.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingles vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
It will be a warm week again, it appears. Sunshine today in 84, 60 tonight, tomorrow near 85, and for Wednesday, 84 degrees. Very summer-like again on Thursday, 84. Before Friday, cools off a little bit, a slight chance of a few showers and 76. For the weekend, Saturday, scattered showers likely and 73, maybe a thunderstorm on Sunday as well, and a high of 71. Yesterday was a nice warm day. 84 was the high here at the studios on Sunday. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The skies have clouded a bit, although it was a very clear overnight with some fog. The low has been 57, and right now we're at 58 degrees.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at weekend sports on the high school scene. Details on a Brewer loss yesterday, but a clinch over the weekend as well. And a recap of NFL scores in just a moment.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Over the weekend in high school boys soccer, Cedar Grove Belgium defeated Richland Center 8-0 on Saturday. The Hornets return home to action against Platteville Lancaster on Tuesday night. Also, River Valley was a winner against Nakusa over the weekend, 3-0. The Blackhawks are back in action today. They'll be at Sparta. There is JV football in the area today. New Glarus, the host for Richland Center, and also River Valley will be in action today in JV football as they battle Prairie du Chien at Prairie du Chien. The Riverdale-Wazika-Steuben game has been postponed for today. Also, Ithaca's game with Bangor will not be played in JV football. Eight-player JV football, DeSoto is at North Crawford today, and Kickapoo LaFarge is at Belmont High School. Also, Weston and Monticello play in eight-player football for the JV level. The organizational meeting for the upcoming season of Richland Center Church League Volleyball will be held starting at 7 o'clock tonight in the basement of the Free Methodist Church in Richland Center. Teams that wish to be a part of the 25-26 season should have a representative in attendance. If you're not able to be there, contact the league via email at rcchurchleague@yahoo.com or call Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-2157 or Dave Turk, 608-604-0846. They're organizing Church League Volleyball. Again, that meeting is coming up tonight at 7 at the Free Methodist Church. The day after they qualified for the postseason, the Brewers dropped a 3-2 game to the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cards scored all three runs in the second inning Sunday. Milwaukee scored its runs on solo homers by Caleb Durbin and Danny Jansen. Starter Jose Quintana took the loss and left with an injury after the fourth inning. The Brewers became the first team to make the postseason on Saturday, and manager Pat Murphy says they proved a lot of people wrong.
Who believed before the season that we're going to be over 500? You can't find a prognosticator that said we were going to be over 500 before the season. Not one. Pakoda had us at 80.2. Everybody else had us at 80, 79, 81. Nobody over 500. And for these guys to pull it together and compete like that, that's just who they are. They want to compete.
The Brewers are off today. They'll welcome the Los Angeles Angels to American Family Field for a series starting on Tuesday. Yesterday, the Cubs were winners in interleague play 4-3 over Tampa Bay. The Mets 5, Texas 2. Atlanta 8-3 over Houston. Kansas City 10, Philadelphia 3. Detroit 2-0 over Miami. It was Arizona 6 and the Twins 4. The Athletics 7-4 over Cincinnati. In the National League, Washington 4, Pittsburgh 3, San Diego 9-6 over Colorado. The Dodgers 10, San Francisco 2. In the American League, Toronto 11, Baltimore 2, Cleveland 3-2 over the White Sox. Seattle 11 and the Angels 2, Boston 6-4 over the Yankees. In the NFL yesterday, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley led the Eagles to a 20-17 win over the Kansas City Chiefs in a Super Bowl rematch. Hurts and Barkley each had touchdown runs. It was a big day again for the Chiefs, but they couldn't get over the top. They've fallen to 0-2 for the first time since 2014, which also was the previous time they failed to make the playoffs.
Elsewhere yesterday, Baltimore 41-17 over Cleveland, Buffalo 30 and the Jets 10, Cincinnati 31-27 over Jacksonville, Dallas won in overtime over the Giants 40-37, Detroit 52, the Bears 21, Rams 33-19 over Tennessee, New England 33, Miami 27, San Francisco 26-21 over New Orleans, Seattle beat Pittsburgh and Aaron Rodgers 31-17, Arizona 27, Carolina 22, Indianapolis 29, Denver 28, and Atlanta was a winner in Sunday Night Football over Minnesota 22-6. There are two NFL games coming up tonight, Tampa Bay at Houston, and the Chargers play at Las Vegas. The Badgers' return trip to respectability took a step back Saturday in a 38-14 loss at Alabama. The Crimson Tide dominated the line of scrimmage, rolling to 454 yards of total offense. The Bama led by a score of 21-0 at half, and the game was never in question. Vinny Anthony, the second, returned to kickoff 95 yards for a score early in the third period, and a 41-yard pass from Danny O'Neill to Jaden Ballett accounted for the Badgers' points. Wisconsin opens Big Ten Conference play coming up against the Maryland Terrapins. That's an update on sports for a Monday morning. I am Phil Mee from WRCO.
Earth. Sucker punched somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. My granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't.
Jason Aldean on WRCO and Try That in a Small Town. On a Monday morning, September 15th, I watched a little football yesterday. And again, it's kind of nice to watch when you don't have really anything invested in it. You're not really a fan of any of the teams. Just kind of watch some football. A little chilly when the Vikings got up on the Bears big time. Well, the Bears were kind of a mess yesterday, that's for sure. And there were some close games. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers started out all right in that game, but then wound up losing. So I saw a little bit of that one. And last night's was kind of a yawner, but the Falcons defeating the Vikings eventually in that game. There were a lot of really close one-point games or field goal games once again. And I think that's what the NFL likes, a way to keep people tuned in a little longer.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jar lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jar and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
This is Phil Nee, and I'm a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
I just saw Hank Bray flash by the window there. He better quit that. Anyway, hey, how you doing, Hank? He'll be in with a few, hopefully, pretty good jokes. We need him on a Monday during Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and such. That's coming up next hour right here. This is Billy Dean on WRCO.
Been away, haven't seen you in a while. How you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? It don't seem the same. It seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. We'll be right back.
disagree on country and community, WRCO. Today's forecast calls for a high of 84 with sunshine. Tonight, a low of 60. And tomorrow through Thursday, mid-80s each day. Right now at WRCO in Richland Center, our studio temperature on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer is 58 degrees. Coming up, the update at 7, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. Good morning. It is 7 o'clock.
Are you looking for fun, unique products to decorate your 4-H record book or exhibit area at the county fair? At the Creative Outlet in Richland Center, we carry 4-H and FFA themed stickers, die cuts, and custom papers. We have also added new scrapbooking products that represent popular 4-H subjects like cooking, gardening, photography, and sewing. The Creative Outlet is open on Court Street, Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. And I invite you to check us out on Facebook for notification of store announcements, sales, and promotions.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There was a memorial service for Charlie Kirk held last night at the Kennedy Center. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard saying of the conservative activist,
"You know, I've said many times, and every soldier lives this fact, this truth. I may disagree.